The Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer who shot and killed an African-American man in September will not face any charges. Mecklenburg County's DA said today all the evidence supports Officer Brentley Vincent's claim that he felt threatened. WFAE's David Borax reports.
In a press conference, District Attorney Andrew Murray talked about a lot of things we already know. That Keith Lamont Scott was spotted in a Northeast Charlotte apartment parking lot with marijuana and a handgun. There were some new details, too, many aimed at making the case that Scott did have a gun. Ultimately, Murray said the shooting was justified because Vincent saw Scott as an imminent threat.
What he saw was a man who had drawn a gun when confronted by police, exited a vehicle with a gun in hand, and failed to comply with officers who commanded him at least 10 times to put the gun down.
That's how Vincent described it when he told investigators Scott wouldn't drop the gun. Murray played a video of Vincent's interview with investigators during the press conference.
I felt like if I didn't do anything right then at that point, it's like he was going to shoot me, or he was going to shoot one of my buddies. It was going to happen right now. So I reacted. I was the only one that had a decent backdrop.
The State Bureau of Investigation, or SBI, took over the case. Prosecutors used the SBI's findings to make their decision this week. Murray said all the credible and available evidence suggests Scott was armed. The SBI also found a lot of uncredible evidence.
Three of these witnesses claimed on social media or in media interviews that Scott was unarmed, but the SBI later determined they had not actually seen a shooting.
Murray also tried to debunk the theory that another officer shot Scott.
First, Officer Vincent took responsibility for the shooting from the outset. Every officer's gun was seized, and an ammunition count was conducted by investigators. Each one had a full complement of ammunition with the exception of Officer Vincent, who was four rounds short of a full complement.
There was other new evidence that Scott had a gun, Facebook messages from the man who sold Scott the stolen gun and an ankle holster, and video from a convenience store Scott visited before the shooting. That showed a bulge on his lower right leg, consistent with the holster and gun found at the scene. The Scott family's lawyer, Justin Bamberg, said he understands why the DA decided not to press charges.
But that does not mean that this officer's killing of Keith Scott was right. All that means is that under the view of the DA's office, it wasn't criminal. And those are two completely different things.
The Scott family says it's still considering a civil lawsuit against police. And while they're disappointed, they called for calm, saying responding to violence with violence is never appropriate. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.